Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Thank you for listening. I wanted to discuss this week something pertaining to the 7 weeks of the Haftaras that we began from Shabbos Nachamu, the week immediately after Tisha B'Av, and takes us really till right before Rosh Hashanah, known as Shevet Nechamta, the 7 weeks of Nechama, that we need and build the Chama immediately after Tisha B'Av, the Avelos, and leading us to Rosh Hashanah. So, specifically this week, if we look at what the Haftarah is, but in a broader sense, I wanted to look at the development and the Madregas that the Haftarahs take us, and with that to answer really two questions about this idea of 7 weeks, Shevet Nechamta. So first of all, we generally can ask. We know we start to fill Nechama, we call immediately after Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Nachamu. And really on Tisha B'Av, there's certain simonim and signs of Nechama that we begin to feel. And right away, we talk about Shabbos Nachamu, we lane these 7 weeks of Nechama up until Rosh Hashanah. So the two questions to bear in mind are, what exactly is really a source of Nechama? We could talk about that Hashem promises us that eventually the Golus will end, but if it hasn't ended, it seems that it's we're no better off than we were the day before Tisha B'Av, around Tisha B'Av. Before Tisha B'Av, there were 3 Haftarahs of Peronius, and if Tisha B'Av itself was the day of Avelos, then how do we a day or a week or 7 weeks afterwards feel any Nechama? Nothing's changed. We're confident, we believe that Hashem is in the process of bringing the Gula, but that was true the day before Tisha B'Av, the day after Tisha B'Av. What is really a Nechama? What is really the source of Nechama, just by laning and learning about it? The truth is, this is really a question many Midrashim and Chazalim say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to be Menachem, and he went through Nevi'im, the Avos and Imahos, and many responded to the same question, that what's the Nechama? The Nevi'im that tried to give Nechama, Klal Yisrael said, you're the same Navi that gave us the messages of the destruction that's going to happen, of the Churban. So it's a similar question. You gave us messages of Churban, and okay, you're telling us about Nechama. Really, nothing's changed. It's the same state, the same matzav we're in. And this question really was even asked back, as we mentioned, by Klal Yisrael, by the Avos, that what's the source of Nechama? The second question is that why, what's the significance, why does it really take us straight through to Rosh Hashanah? Sounds very neat and nice that sort of the year attaches that way. We are through 3 weeks of Peronius, leading, we know that's called the 3 weeks, and Haftarah is the 3 weeks leading up till Tisha B'Av. And then 7 weeks, Shevet Nechamta, post Tisha B'Av, gets us right to Rosh Hashanah. So it's a nice, neat calendar where we see how the Haftarahs lead us into the next big time of year, of course, of Rosh Hashanah. But what's the significance? It's just sort of a convenience, fill in the gaps until there's something else. There must be something very significant about the Haftarahs and the Nechama leading all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Seems to be unrelated. Seems to be that Nechama is Nechama, has to do with Tisha B'Av in the 3 weeks, etc., and Churban. Rosh Hashanah is all different Yantif. Rosh Hashanah is the Yantif of Bryas Olam and Malchus Shemayim, etc., etc., and Din, as we know. So what is the significance of attaching the Shevet and Nechamta throughout Elul and up until Rosh Hashanah? If we look at really what happens, look at the Haftarahs and the themes and the openings of each Haftarah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Hashem says that we should feel Nechama. And as we mentioned, what's the source of it? How do we feel Nechama? You could say it, but what's going to make us feel Nechama? And for the next 2 weeks that we've already experienced, the Haftarahs begin. Hashem says, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, but then we say, Vatayimir Tzion Azavani Hashem. Tzion answers back and says, the next week, Hashem has forsaken me. Hashem has forsaken me. And it's sort of a debate and a discussion. If Tzion will or does not feel Nechama. The next week, Aniya Sa'ira Lein Nechama. We didn't lay that when it was Rosh Chodesh. The different minhagim, but that's certainly the next one of the seven, the nechama. Ani Yisrael loy nechama. This poor wandering Klal Yisrael doesn't feel nechama. It doesn't feel nechama. It seems to be that there's this conflict, this tug of war back and forth. If Hashem wants to give us nechama, but we don't feel it, as we mentioned. And look at this week's Haftarah. Hashem comes himself, and after, then the Medrash really says this, as I mentioned before, of the answers and the debate of the Avos and Klal Yisrael and all the Nevi'im trying to give nechama, and everybody saying, no, boy, we are the nechama, and you also said destruction and nothing's changed. Hashem says this week, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem. I, myself, will give you the nechama. Hashem says, okay, it doesn't work to send a message. It doesn't work to send a Navi because it's the same Navi that gave us the message of destruction. But I, myself, will come and be menachem you. Okay? Of course, more connected, close, stronger type of nechama. When Hashem himself comes and gives us nechama, we know whenever Hashem does something directly, it's more direct, more connected, more close, more powerful than even sending malachim, etc., or sending Nevi'im. But we could ask even further, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself this week wants to come and say, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem, I, myself, will be menachem you. But still, okay, but Hashem's saying it, but where's the nechama? So I think our second question, what's the connection to get us to Rosh Hashanah and through El, is that it doesn't just go through El because it's convenient to get to Rosh Hashanah. How do we live in El and how do we really feel in the Chama when we're still in Galus? We know there's many Rosh Tevis of El, many different Ramazim. The most well-known, Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li, that I am to my beloved, it's a new connection, a loving connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that connection is there, whether it's known and seen outwardly, like at times of Beis HaMikdash, or even in Golus. And even in Golus we have that loving connection. And even more so, the Ramchal explains that when we find Hashem and live with Hashem in darkness, when it's not as apparent, things are not as clear, it's a stronger connection and it lasts even stronger when the Geula comes. If we could find the Kadosh Baruch Hu when it's dark, we could find the Kadosh Baruch Hu when he's not revealed to us, then it's a stronger connection that lasts even stronger when there is that light. When we connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and we want to find the Nechama before the Geula has come and while we're still in Galus, there's one thing that can give us a Nechama. We cannot say, oh look, yeah, the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Hashem promises it. We know it's in the process, but it hasn't happened. There's no real active nechama there. All the things that are going to happen, we believe it. But as we said, that hasn't changed. We believed it before, the day before Tisha B'Av, even on Tisha B'Av. What's a nechama? What actually changes? What only thing that could change in Golus, that could really have a nechama now, today, at this moment, is to strengthen and have a real recognition and loving connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can have a nechama if Hashem comes and says, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem, I myself will give you nechama. That means, not just I'll give you the message, because we're going to respond, well, nice message, but where's the change? Where's the facts? Where are the facts? The Anochi, Anochi, Hashem says, I'm going to come close to you. I will allow you to connect to me, to recognize me, to see me, to live together with me, Hashem says. And that's a nechama. That's a nechama, because that's ultimately what Geula will be. It's ultimately what we want to get rid of in Golus. It's to not feel and not see and not recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when Hashem says, I right now will allow you to connect to me, Anochi Anochi Hu Menachemchem, that's a true nechama. That's a nechama that we could feel even in Golus, even if the facts on the ground have not changed, even if the Beis HaMikdash has not been built, even if all the promises of the Nevi'im have not been fulfilled yet. But what could change, even in Golus, is to say, I'm going to feel and recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in Golus. And Hashem says, after the messages didn't take hold, so to speak, they weren't enough, because we said, oy, but we're still in Golus, Hashem says, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem, this week's Haftarah. I myself will give you nechama, not just by giving you a message or giving you a promise, I will come closer to you and allow you to connect to me, and that will be a nechama, even in Golus. And that's what El, as we said, is all about. If we can live every day of El, seeing and recognizing the loving connection Hashem has to us, finding Hashem in what we would think is a simple common, day-to-day hashkacha. Every beat of our heart, every breath we take, every sunrise, every blade of grass, and the way throughout our day anything works out, even if things just go safely without being a problem, or if we're saved from something that could have happened, or if we notice more yeshuas or greater things, to find Hashem and to lovingly connect to Him in Golus, stronger even than when it's revealed. And if we could live, and that's how why El leads up to Rosh Hashanah, we want to be Makabal Malchus Shemayim, the world starts fresh and is recreated in Rosh Hashanah, and we have to first recognize the reality, the connection of Hashem, in order to be Zeicha, to be the people that will then crown Hashem Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that's why the Shevet and the Chamta have to lead straight to Rosh Hashanah. It's not just to fill in the year and get us to the next stage. It's that the Nechama, even though it seems unrelated, the Nechama of Tisha B'Av, the Nechama after Tisha B'Av is that we're now going to connect and find the Kadosh Baruch Hu Himself in a real Nechama way. Even in Galus, we're going to connect to Him and have that Nila Dodi V'Dodi Li, that loving connection to Hashem. Even right now, build it. And that'll make us able to come to Rosh Hashanah by having a Nechama, that when Hashem made us distant during the Chorban and in Galus, we're going to say, Hashem's still going to be here to be able to connect to Him and see Him. And that's why Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem, Hashem Himself gives us the Chama. He gives the opportunity to connect to Him, gives the opportunity to live in El with a loving relationship, and that gets us to the ability to crown Him and accept Him and start ourselves in the world anew on Rosh Hashanah. And actually, this week's Haftarah is so important. Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem. We see Hashem giving us the Chama, giving us that connection, and giving us the opportunity to lovingly connect to Him from the Chama, even that we could have an active change, an active higher level during the Golus, to have that Elul Anila Dodi Dodi connection and ultimately come to Rosh Hashanah, and with Hashem's personal connection to us, giving us that Nechama, giving us the opportunity to live and see and recognize Him even in the darkness. That will be Nechama, that will bring the Gula, and that will become the ability for us to crown Him and become the true Ummah.